Cole boys basketball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Atlantic defeating Harlan in a game heard here on KJN. 58-29 the final score as the Trojans opened the game up after a close first quarter of the basketball game. It was a good offensive performance by the Trojans, but even more so a good defensive effort last night, according to Coach Steve Blazek.
Well, our defense, except for the last quarter against Clarinda, has been really solid, and the kids have, they bought into it. And we're not very big, but we do have some athleticism, and even our 6'2 kids are kind of long-armed. And, if you're active and get after it and you don't let people run exactly what they want to run that they've been working on all week, then, at any level they get flustered, and at the high school level they really get flustered.
Well, last night, as an example, Zach Osborne, who averages about 18.5 points, was held to just 5 on just one field goal last night by the Trojan defense. Offensively for Atlantic, they picked up 15 points from Sam Markham to lead the way both offensively and defensively. Also 13 points from Dalton Franken. Chad Christensen had a dozen points last night to help lead the Trojans to that convincing victory. It's a good way to go into the Christmas break with a win, and Coach Steve Blazek says they need that positive because it's a tough road after the holidays.
Hopefully it'll spark a lot of enthusiasm and practice. And when we come back, we play a gob of games in a short period of time. We go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, we've got some things that we need to correct and maintain our conditioning, and hopefully we stay healthy and get ready for the second part of the season.
Again, the Trojans win at 58-29 last night. Another boys Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Clarinda over Glenwood, 52-46. Kemper Catholic in overtime, 64-62 winners over Lewis Central. In boys Western Iowa conference play last night, Tri-Center beat Griswold, 74-60. Riverside downing Missouri Valley, 61-54. Trainer beat AHST, 61-41. Underwood over Audubon, 49-32. In boys Rolling Hills conference play, Adair Casey in overtime over Orient Maxburg, 39-38. Cam defeated Exira EHK 55-49. Walnut over Peyton Sherdan 49-34. Elsewhere in boys hoops, it was St. Albert over Boyer Valley 62-39. Dakota Valley South Dakota beat Thomas Jefferson 88-48. East Mills over South Page 61-37. Nottoway Valley 88. Afton East Union 38. Also Bedford falling to Lenox 48-44. Nishnabotna beat Clarinda Academy 68-61. Ogden downing Guthrie Center 55-41. Omaha North beat Abraham Lincoln 68-46, Sydney over Stanton 44-42, Fremont Mills beat Villisca 65-45, Whiting over Charter Oak Ute 45-40, and Woodward Academy topping Coon Rapids Bayard 48-43 in boys basketball. In girls hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan over Atlantic 65-31, Glenwood defeating Clarinda 72-36. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, it was Audubon over Underwood 50-36, Missouri Valley topping Riverside 66-36, Tri-Center beat Griswold 45-34, Trainer 37-25 over AHST. In Rolling Hills Conference girls play last night, it was Exira EHK defeating Cam 48-28, Walnut over Peyton Sherdan 46-31. Also around the region, Bedford beat Lenox 79-28, Carroll over Boone 61-43, Nottoway Valley beat East Union 56-19, Guthrie Center over Ogden 49-33, Omaha North beat Abraham Lincoln 46-37, Panorama topping West Central Valley 62-35, Stanton beat Sydney 55-15, Villisca over Fremont Mills 46-41, and Woodbine a winner over Logan Magnolia 59-24. Well, the Western Iowa Conference may be expanding. Superintendents and activities directors from the 8 schools currently in the conference met last Friday and decided to send letters inviting Logan Magnolia and IKM Manning to join the conference in the fall of 2013. The invitations must be accepted by February 1st. IKM Manning and Logan Magnolia are currently members of the 17-school Western Valley Conference. Conference leaders have cited geography, enrollment, and a history of successful programs as reasons to consider IKM Manning and Logan Magnolia for the conference. The invitations are expected to be sent before the end of this month. The WIC currently includes Audubon, AHST, Griswold, Tri-Center, Riverside, Underwood, Missouri Valley, and Trainer. On college basketball, the UNI basketball squad saw their 9-game win streak come to an end with a 76-59 pounding at the hands of visiting Ohio at the McLeod Center last night. The Bobcats scored the game's first 6 points and eventually led by as many as 21. Ohio maintained a double-digit lead for most of the contest as they shot 52% for the game, the highest percentage that UNI has allowed this season. Ohio has lost just once this year, and UNI coach Ben Jacobson says they were just as good, if not better, than the Panthers expected.
This is maybe their fifth road game, and they've played against good teams. So they've been, this isn't the first time that they've traveled this year, and it's a group that was together last year for the most part. So they're every bit as good as we thought watching them on film. You know, they came out and played well. They played very well in the first half. You know, they did a nice job of getting away from us. We just couldn't quite get into the game where it was manageable.
Jacobson says that despite the margin of the loss, there are still plenty of things for the Panthers to take away from the Ohio game, including some improvements in how they scout teams. Jacobson says the loss has nothing to do with UNI needing to get a bad game out of their system. It's more a byproduct of playing a very tough non-conference schedule. Jake Cook led UNI with 15 points and 6 rebounds. In top 25 men's college hoops, number 1 Syracuse beat Bucknell 80-61. Number 2 Ohio State over Lamar 70-50. Third-rated Kentucky downing Samford 82-50. Number 4 Louisville beat College of Charleston 69-62. 15th-rated Pittsburgh over St. Francis, Pennsylvania 71-47. Chelsea Poppins returned from a knee injury to score 20 points and grab 14 rebounds as the Iowa State women rolled past UNI 84-57 in Hilton Coliseum.
Right now, it's feeling pretty good, especially after actually playing a game and building back my confidence after getting hurt. But right now, it's feeling pretty good.
With the win, Iowa State improves to 7-2 on the season as they sweep the Big Four series.
These in-state games are very important to us, and especially since like Iowa, Drake, and like we already like beat them. So we're just trying to like make this one count so it's, we all go on a Christmas break and on a good one, on a good note.
UNI drops to 7-4 on the season with that loss. In NBA news, a person with knowledge of the deal says reigning MVP Derrick Rose has agreed to a 5-year contract extension with the Chicago Bulls. It's worth approximately $94 million. It starts next season. Rose went from Rookie of the Year to All-Star to MVP in his first 3 seasons, becoming the youngest player to be named MVP. Rose averaged 25 points and 7.7 assists while leading the Bulls to their best season since the Michael Jordan era. Rakeem Cato threw for 224 yards and 2 touchdowns to help Marshall beat Florida International 20-10 in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl last night. Marshall overcame a slow start to win 5 of its last 7 games as they finished 7-6. FIU finishes 8-5 amid speculation that their coach, Mario Cristobal, may be a leading candidate to fill a job opening at Pittsburgh. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz has reaffirmed his commitment to the Hawkeyes, saying he fully intends to coach in Iowa City in 2012 and well beyond. Ferentz released a statement late Tuesday night in response to another round of speculation about his future. Ferentz's deal with Iowa runs through the 2020 season and pays him just under $4 million a year. Ferentz says he wants to emphasize that he's very happy with the Hawkeyes, adding that he's got a great staff and student-athletes and strong support from University President Sally Mason and Athletic Director Gary Barta. Ferentz has been the head coach at Iowa since 1999 and is the longest tenured coach in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes will face 19th-rated Oklahoma in the Insight Bowl on December 30th. Iowa defensive line coach Rick Kaczynski has left the program to pursue another coaching job. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz announced Kaczynski's departure Tuesday. Kaczynski, who played offensive line at Notre Dame, has been coaching at Iowa since 2005. He became the defensive line coach in 07 after 2 seasons as a graduate assistant. Iowa's defensive line was among the nation's best during Kaczynski's tenure. The Hawkeyes featured players like Mitch King, Adrian Claiborne, Christian Ballard, and Carl Klug, and finished in the top 10 nationally in scoring defense from 2008 to 2010. Kaczynski is the second defensive coach that Iowa has lost in the last few weeks. 70-year-old defensive coordinator Norm Parker announced he'll retire after the December 30th Insight Bowl against Oklahoma. Iowa running back Marcus Coker has been suspended from playing in the Insight Bowl later this month after violating the university's student-athlete code of conduct. The university announced Coker's suspension on its athletic department website Tuesday. The announcement says the issue involves university policies but did not elaborate. Coker, who is a sophomore from Beltsville, Maryland, will not travel with the team to Tempe, Arizona for the December 30th bowl game. Coker was the Hawkeyes' starting running back this season and was named the All-Big Ten second team. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the AP that Utah offensive coordinator Norm Chow has accepted the job as Hawaii's new head coach. For his part, Chow says nothing has been finalized. Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham called the Hawaii job a great opportunity for Chow. Chow previously served as offensive coordinator at UCLA, for the Tennessee Titans, at Southern California, North Carolina State, and Brigham Young, helping to develop four Heisman Trophy winners. Moving to Hawaii will be a homecoming for the 65-year-old Chow, who was born and raised on Oahu's North Shore. Ellis Johnson is taking over the Southern Miss football program, and the veteran defensive coordinator has big goals for the Golden Eagles, lead them to a BCS game. The 59-year-old was introduced Tuesday. He's been the defensive coordinator at South Carolina the last 4 years. Johnson replaces Larry Fedora, who left Southern Miss after four seasons to take the job at North Carolina. LSU's Les Miles is the Associated Press College Football Coach of the Year after guiding the top-ranked Tigers to a spot in the BCS Championship game. Miles received 30 votes from AP poll voters to beat out Kansas State coach Bill Snyder, who got 16 votes. It's the first time Miles has won that award. Urban Meyer's first Ohio State team will not be bowl-bound. The NCAA hit Ohio State with a one-year bowl ban and other penalties on Tuesday for a scandal that involved eight players taking a total of $14,000 in cash and tattoos in exchange for jerseys, rings, and other Buckeye memorabilia. Tip to the violation, then-coach Jim Tressel failed to speak up. The university had previously offered to vacate the 2010 season, return bowl money, go on 2 years of NCAA probation, and use five fewer football scholarships over the next 3 years. But the NCAA countered with a bowl ban in Meyer's first year as head coach in 2012, further reduced the number of scholarships, and tacked on a year of probation. Tressel, who was forced out in the wake of the scandal, was hit with a five-year show cause order, which all but prevents him from being a college coach for 5 years. Tressel is now on the staff of the Indianapolis Colts as a video review coordinator. The Buckeyes face Urban Meyer's former team, Florida, in the Gator Bowl January 2nd. In NFL news, the Patriots have placed defensive end Andre Carter on injured reserve. That ends the team's leader in sacks with 10 on the year as he ends his season there. And it sidelines a player that's been struggling with the defense. The Dallas Cowboys are running out of running backs as Felix Jones missed practice Tuesday with hamstring tightness, leaving the NFC East leading Cowboys with Sammy Morris and Chauncey Washington. Houston Texans receiver Andre Johnson will sit out Thursday night's game against the Indianapolis Colts because of a strained left hamstring. Also, New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez fully participated in practice Tuesday while running back Joe McKnight sat out with a separated shoulder. Colts coach Jim Caldwell says Peyton Manning will not participate in the team's practices the rest of the season. Caldwell says Manning does not want to take reps away from Dan Orlovsky or Curtis Painter as the 1-13 Colts wrap up their season. In the NHL last night, Washington beat Nashville 4-1. The New York Rangers over New Jersey 4-1. Ottawa top Buffalo 4-1. Pittsburgh over Chicago 3-2. Phoenix 2-1 over Florida. The Islanders beat Winnipeg in a shootout 3-2. And Calgary 2-1 over Minnesota. In baseball news, Rockies general manager Dan O'Dowd says outfielder Michael Kadire is a perfect fit in Colorado. With Coors Field as the backdrop, Kadire donned a Rockies jersey and cap for the first time at his introductory news conference after finalizing a $31.5 million three-year contract. The 32-year-old Kadire spent 11 seasons in Minnesota. Yonesky Betancourt is back with the Kansas City Royals after agreeing to a one-year contract. He played for the Royals from 09 to 10, starting at shortstop for the NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers last season. The Tampa Bay Rays have re-signed reliever Joel Peralta to a one-year contract. That avoids arbitration. And free agent outfielder Andy Chavez agreed to a one-year deal with the Orioles. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.